USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans dealing with a spring snowstorm. The storm dropping snow in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri while moving through Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan later today. Forecasters predicting that storm will continue to move east, dumping 3 to 6 inches of snow on the New England states. Texas Republican John Cornyn calling GOP efforts sensible moves to ensure free and fair elections. The title of the hearing, Jim Crow 2021, the latest assault on the right to vote, has Republican Congressman from Utah, Burgess Owens, upset.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in with a state law that only asked that people show their ID.
Breaking news out of Minneapolis, where the jury has reached a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial that's set to be read at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
President Biden is discussing his phone call with George Floyd's family. Biden saying he can only imagine the pressure and the anxiety his loved ones are feeling. Biden calling the Floyds a good family and said that all they would like is peace and tranquility. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm owns up to $5 million in the electric battery and vehicle manufacturer President Joe Biden is promoting as part of his push for a $1.9 trillion infrastructure bill. Biden paying a virtual visit to the electric battery producer Proterra. Proterra is the main supplier of electric vehicles. In the president's infrastructure package, $174 billion of investment in the electric vehicle market calls for the replacement of 50,000 diesel transit vehicles. The White House confirming that Granholm still holds stock in Proterra, but says she played no role in planning the president's visit. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis cracking down on rioters in his state.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican from Florida, signed a bill into law Monday that aims to protect citizens from violence and property damage stemming from riots.
There should be a movement to defund law enforcement. If a local government were to do that, that would be catastrophic and have terrible consequences for their citizens. And so this bill actually prevents against local governments defunding law enforcement.
The new law ensures swifter penalties by anyone intentionally blocking highways.
We also have penalties for people that commandeer highways, which we saw in other parts of the country. They start to do that, there needs to be swift penalties, and that's something that just cannot happen.
Citizens that are harmed or lose property in Florida can now sue cities and counties that fail to allow the police to uphold the law. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says things have not improved on the southern border in the month since he and other Republicans visited. Vice President Kamala Harris has been put in charge, but Scott says she doesn't want to fix anything.
She believes in open borders. She believes in decriminalizing illegal border crossings. She wants American taxpayers to pay for health care for illegal immigrants, which all sounds really nice. We just don't have enough money. We're in an unbelievable deficit right now in this country.
Scott's comments courtesy of NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.